There he goes, Tennessee. Get him. Got him dead center. That's Tennessee Jed. Yes, it's Jed Sloan, Tennessee Jed, the deadliest man with a rifle ever to ride the plains in the early days of the building of the West. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, by the bakers of enriched tip-top bread. Now let's hit the trail back to the Old West and Tennessee Jed in his battle against the man with the crooked knife.
Dave Slater, the man with the crooked knife, is planning to wreck his stagecoach in order to steal $100,000 in railroad gold without being suspected. But Tennessee Jed knows of his plan and sets out to defeat it. The man from Tennessee and his friend Don Pancho have taken an empty stagecoach into the Santiago Mountains. And now, on a dark, stormy night, they stampede a herd of wild horses straight toward Crooked Knife's night camp and race along behind the thundering herd in the empty stagecoach.
All right, Pancho, that's enough yelling.
See? The wild horses there are going plenty fast, though.
Far as I can make them out, every time the lightning comes, they're traveling at top speed, and we're right behind them.
See? I tell you one thing, amigo. Never again do I, Don Pancho Miguel Cristofer and Francisco Villagra, want to take a ride such as this one. Never have I bounced around so much like the jumping beans.
Yeah, it's mighty rough traveling to earn any springs on this stage. But it's the only way we can do what we're after.
Easy. When the wild horses, they stampede into Crooked Knife's camp, then he and Senor Pinte run pronto.
They sure enough will. They run or those cayuses will trample right over them.
And then, quick like the antelope, we leave these stagecoach and take away the other one, the one with the gold.
That's what we're aiming for, partner. Oh, it's a good dark night. If we're lucky, we'll get away with it.
See? And what happened if we are not so lucky, eh?
Then Crooked Knife and Blittle grab for their guns and we'll have to shoot it out. Hold on, Pancho. There's a turn in the trail. I sure hope it stays good and dark. We'll be at Crooked Knife's camp in a minute.
On through the stormy night, guided only by his knowledge of the trail and the frequent flashes of lightning, Tennessee drives the heavy stagecoach. In front of the stage races the herd of wild animals, a full stampede bearing down on the man with the crooked knife. We'll find out what happens in just 1 minute.
Yes, sir, gang. We're going to help share our wheat with folks who need food overseas. Let's get all our outfit to pledge not to waste one single crumb of bread. And spread the word how much fun it is to clean up your plate of tip-top. Believe this, old country boy, that's the better bread we want now especially. Because enriched tip-top is baked by a special method that's like a way our own grandmothers made bread. With the result, it's as smooth and delicious as homemade. Doggone crispy, tender end slices and all are real fun to eat. And very important, every mouthful of enriched tip-top bread helps keep you in tip-top condition. For tip-top gives you extra vitamins and food iron for health. At your food store, you'll find enriched tip-top in the red star end wrapper.
As Tennessee and Pancho ride the bucking stagecoach, driving the herd of wild horses before them in a frenzied stampede through the narrow valley, at his night camp further ahead, Dave Slater, the man with the crooked knife, and his companion Flint make their final preparations to get the fortune in railroad gold.
That thunder's coming closer, Crooked Knife. I reckon it'll come down in buckets most any minute now.
Well, rain won't hurt us any, Flint. Matter of fact, it'll help us. If that Tennessee gent is around anywhere, The rain'll keep him from seeing us, savvy?
I'd feel better if he wasn't around at all.
Now, forget it. It's plenty dark.
It ain't dark when the lightning comes.
Well, as soon as it starts to rain, the lightning'll ease off. Let's check up. You unbolted the strong box that carries the gold?
Yeah. There's no need to look. I done it all right.
Well, just making certain. Yeah, I can feel him. It's unbolted right enough. Now, hand me that rope.
Here you are.
Just throw it around this strong box good and snug.
Make it pronto, will you, Slater?
Now, Flint, stop acting like a jumpy maverick.
I don't like this weather. I tell you, Slater...
Put your lip, or I'll do it for you.
Keno, you're the boss.
Yeah, and I reckon I'll go on being boss for a long time, railroad or no railroad. There now. That rope's snug around the strong box.
Well, let's get this business over with. All we got to do is take the brake off this stagecoach and give her a shove, and she rolls right over the edge of that ravine.
Yep, and she drops 200 feet, smashed to bits. And when this rain comes, there'll be a flood along that ravine that'll wash away all the wreckage. Nobody will find a trace of it.
But the strong box with the gold in it, that don't go over the edge too, does it?
Mister, you're dumber than the off hind leg of a rabbit. What do you think I had you take the bolts off for? And why should I tie this here rope around it? We're taking the gold off now, before we send the stagecoach into the ravine.
Slater, we can't lift that strong box. That gold weighs a plenty.
We don't have to lift it. What do we got horses for?
Horses?
Yeah. Now here, take the end of this rope and hitch it around your saddle horn.
Keno, that's different. A horse can pull it loose with one heave.
Sure. And if need be, we'll use two or even three horses to haul it away from here. Then we can bury it out of sight and come back for it later.
That's mighty slick. As far as the law or the railroad is concerned, the whole kit and caboodle got lost in the ravine, huh?
Including the gold. Yep, just an accident.
That's mighty slick.
Well, get moving.
Crooked Knife.
Go on, I tell you. Get that rope on your horse and we'll sneak the gold out of... What's eating you?
I hear something. There's something coming down the valley toward us.
Something coming... you loco, that's just thunder.
Sound like horses.
It's thunder, I tell you.
It's wild horses, Slater.
Huh?
Wild horses, and they're heading straight at us.
Grab your six-gun split, shoot. Scare them off.
It's no use. I won't turn.
You're right. It's a stampede. Run. Run for your life. Run.
Get up out of the valley. Wild horses.
Milling and plunging, the wild horses trample over the spot where the man with the crooked knife and Flint had been standing a moment ago. Dozens of wild horses trampling the ground and flowing on both sides of the stagecoach like a leaping flood around a rock. And while Crooked Knife, Slater, and Flint scramble for safety, in the darkness they don't see what's coming behind the wild horses. Tennessee and Pancho riding another stagecoach.
Whoa! Stop the stage, Pancho! Come on, let's stop it! Get it!
Keno, Pancho! We've only got a few minutes. The wild horses are gone, and Slater and Flint will be back soon. Come on! Fast as you can, unhitch Smokey and Toro and the others from this one and get them hooked onto that other stagecoach. And we'll stake that coach out with the gold. Pop to it, Pancho, every second counts.
See, amigo, I work more fast than the running deer. Here, Toro, stand still.
Easy, Smokey boy.
Let me get that harness.
Come on.
Now, let's get this.
Working desperately in the darkness, the four horses are taken from the empty stagecoach. Quickly, they're harnessed to the stage which carries the railroad gold. The job is finished, just finished, as the long-awaited rain comes down.
All fixed, Tennessee. Now we leave the empty stagecoach here and we go pronto, eh?
Wait a minute, Pancho.
Huh?
I just noticed. There's this rope tied around the gold strong box.
Here, I'll get it off and
slip it around the strong box on the empty stage.
But why, amigo?
The Crooked Knife's plenty smart. He's apt to notice if there's anything different. There. It's off. Now, it'll just take a second to get it around.
Flint, where are you? Flint!
Tennessee,
spook a
knife.
Flint, them wild horses are all gone.
Yeah, Pancho, he's calling Flint. They're coming back. I've got to fix this rope, otherwise they'll suspect something.
There is no time, amigo.
Horses are hitched, Pancho. You take the stagecoach with the gold out of here. I'll stay.
No, no, this I will not do.
Go ahead, Pancho, that's an order.
Well. Here you are, smoke, Toro, vamos!
Hey, Crooked Knife!
back to that gold. I figure that stampede must have gone by now.
Yeah, they're coming back, all right. I'd better get busy.
The substitution of the empty stagecoach for the one carrying the gold has been made. But Tennessee remains behind as Flint and the man with a crooked knife return. We'll find out what happens in just 60 seconds.
Let's say it's breakfast time tomorrow morning and Mother's just handed you a slice of tip-top toast. You spread a heaping spoonful of jelly on a warm, crunchy piece, take a bite, and man, you find that's the most crispy, tender, luscious toast that ever touched a tooth. Yes, sir, Enridge Tip-Top Bread makes better toast. It's put through a special home-like baking method that makes it as smooth and delicious as homemade. Leftover slices, too, are extra keen and make super puddings and milk toast, and so help to prevent waste. And Tip-Top Bread is extra keen for you. Supplies added vitamins and food iron to help keep you peppy. Here's the better bread you want and need today. You'll identify it at the food store by the tip-top stars. As the man with the crooked knife and his accomplice Flint head back into the rain-soaked valley, Tennessee works swiftly.
The handle will open this rain and the darkness, too. But if I don't slip it around this strong box, they might begin to wonder. They'd open it and find rocks instead of gold. There it is. Done.
Flint, where are you? Over here, Slater. On the other side of the stagecoach.
Well, they're close. I can't run. Where? Yeah, I'll just have to get inside the stagecoach.
Here I am, Crooked Knife.
Yeah, I see you now. You're as black as the ace of spades. I wonder what stampeded them horses.
I reckon the storm did it.
Yeah. Well, don't matter now. Keno, Flint, let's get busy. We'll sneak the strong box with the gold off the stagecoach, give her a shove, and then we'll let her roll.
Keno.
Inside of 2 minutes, she'll be smashed to bits 200 feet below.
Tennessee is in the stagecoach, and only a few yards away is the ravine, a sheer 200-foot drop to the rocks below. How will he be able to escape?
Tennessee Jed is written by Sheldon Stark. This is Layman Cameron, gang, telling you to be sure to listen every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time, to the thrilling adventures of Tennessee Jed. Now the bakers of Enrich Tip Top Bread remind us that tomorrow is Poppy Day. Neighbor, the poppy you wear shows that you are personally helping our veterans in hospitals and the families of veterans in need. So, gang, let's all give generously on Poppy Day. And say, gang, Tennessee is trapped inside the empty stagecoach, and the man with the crooked knife will send it rolling straight over a cliff. Be sure to listen to the next exciting episode of Tennessee Jed.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.